Welcome, 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 Daughter's Diary Podcast. So I am going to be talking very briefly on this, what seems to be the theme of the year, which is just being present and slowing down and being in the moment. So here we go.
I'm Chanel Moore, your host, and welcome to the Daughter's Diary Podcast, a podcast by a daughter, but for everyone. Thank you for joining in.
I know you're probably like, Chanel, you've been talking about this like every podcast. What is the deal? But that's how hard this lesson is for me because I'm very time oriented and, you know, this is how I plan on doing this and this is my focus and this is how I plan on moving forward. So God is really, really working on me in this. And so I just want to share a couple of points that God just made really, really obvious to me here recently. And so I saw the Ruthless Elimination of Hurry. And so very interesting. I had never read it, but I saw it was a plan on the Bible app. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna read this with a couple friends because we're pretty busy women and we'll go from there. Oh my gosh. So this Bible plan again led to me just going ahead and buying the book because I was like, this is just speaking to me, to my life right now. Might as well go ahead and get the book. So from like day one, I knew this was probably going to happen. But in this plan, in this particular day, he said, allow the interruption. And that really, really hit me. Allow the interruption, because so much of my life is like, I need to go do this and I need to do this and I need to do this. And I don't really have time to do anything that's not a part of what I'm doing or going to give to what I'm doing. And so it's really, really hard for me to navigate that when I'm so scheduled and specific. But when I read that piece about allowing the interruption, like it really convicted my spirit, because a lot of times I don't want to allow the interruption. And being interrupted is okay when it's divinely ordained to be. And so what I'll say is, as a teacher, interruptions come. And so it's so easy to think like, I don't have time to deal with this. I don't have time to deal with this. But sometimes those interruptions from students are things that are going on in their personal lives that they need to talk to somebody about. It could be a divine interruption to be able to talk to someone about Jesus Christ. Like, you can't plan that. And so what I'm dealing with, the concept I'm approaching or trying my best to approach life with, is to allow the interruption, but not the distraction. So distractions are things that get us off of purpose, that get us off of the path that we should be on, that aren't useful. But an interruption can be ordained by God to lead someone to Him, to point someone to Him. And so I pray for wisdom and discernment to know how to allow the interruption, but not the distraction, to know which one's an interruption from God and which one is just a distraction from the enemy, and to welcome the interruptions that are going to lead to conversations about Jesus Christ. And one thing that really pressed on me last week as well with his devotion and just the idea and concept of, you know, being still and sitting at Jesus's feet, is that anyone that ever slowed down to be in the presence of God, they always left better afterwards. Like, you can't read your Bible or know anyone who's been following Jesus Christ or just live a life with Jesus Christ and think of a moment where you stopped what you were doing to slow down and sit at Jesus's feet and left worse than when you did. Like, look at Zacchaeus, you know, look at the woman with the issue of blood. Look at the woman caught in adultery. You know, look at the woman who's anointing Jesus. look at any person in the Bible who said, okay, I'm going to pause and I'm going to sit at Jesus's feet and listen to him. Or any person that you know that follows Jesus Christ that has paused and said, I'm going to sit at his feet and be with him. There's not one person who ever did that who left worse. How important is it for us to do that? How important is it for me to make sure I'm intentionally sitting at Jesus's feet so that I can leave better than when I came? But if I get so caught up in my schedule, so caught up in my plan, so caught up in what I want to do and what I want to accomplish, and then even though so much of it is about growing and being a better person to honor God, what good is that if I don't spend any time with God? And so today, I hope and pray that this resonates with others. And if it was just for me, then thank you, Lord, as well. But allow the interruptions that might lead to Jesus Christ. Have the wisdom to know which ones are distractions or what things are distractions. And remind yourself that there will never be a time where you sit at Jesus's feet and wish you hadn't. That there's never been a time where anyone sat at the feet of Jesus and left worse than when they came. Everyone always leaves better in the presence of Jesus Christ. Have a good day.
You've been listening to the Daughter's Diary podcast. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe. For more information, you can visit our website at www.ashanelmoore.com. There, you'll find blogs, a store, more podcasts, and tips. Thank you for your time.